Walk through the galleries of the Jamie Wyeth Retrospective at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, and you realize Wyeth is a painter who is hard to characterize. Yes, like his father Andrew Wyeth, Jamie paints realistic landscapes of houses and barns and churches. But he also paints terrifying images of huge seagulls and ravens, and direct, uncompromising portraits of people, both famous, such as Andy Warhol and Rudolf Nureyev, and not famous. Elliot Bostwick Davis is the show's curator.
For Jamie, with the portraits, he described it as, I'd like to think that I was painting so that in the way that the person who's sitting for me felt that he or she would have painted it that way. So in other words, I'm creating a portrait that is so dead on that it's going to be the way that person would have done it.
Among the portraits here, a painting recently acquired by the MFA, Wyeth's portrait of John F. Kennedy. Wyeth received the commission when he was only 20 years old. Davis says it's an example of Wyeth's immersive style of portraiture.
When he was working on the posthumous portrait of late President Kennedy, he asked for access to the two brothers, Robert and Edward Kennedy, so that he could really understand perhaps family gestures, glances, traits, poses. And it was Edward Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy, who later became a lifelong friend, who gave him that solution of thinking with his hand on his chin on his fist. And the gesture of tapping his front teeth with a knuckle was something that Jackie Kennedy said she had observed of her own husband. And the glance, where one eye is looking more in one direction and the one eye is slightly wandering off as though it's thinking about another scenario.
The painting bristles with intensity.
Bobby didn't care for it. He felt it was too painful, a reminder of his brother when he was really faced with all the important decisions of the Bay of Pigs invasion. Teddy felt it was, he liked the portrait, and he said, I like Wyeth.
Jamie Wyeth, of course, comes from a line of remarkable artists, not only his father, Andrew Wyeth, but also his grandfather, N.C., and his aunt, Carolyn. But author Carl Little says Jamie has established himself as a painter worthy of attention beyond what his family represents.
Yeah, well, I think that Jamie has on his own carved out, or better, painted a place for himself and his art in Maine art history and American art history as well. I mean, at the same time, I think he's fulfilled the legacy of what is, you know, one of the most illustrious families of artists that America's ever produced.
Elliot Davis says that in Wyeth's work, you can see the influences of American artists like Andrew Wyeth and Winslow Homer, but also European masters, American folk art, and even pop art, like that created by his friend Andy Warhol. That combination, she says, is what makes his work different.
You know, so many of them, the more you look, I would say, is with a lot of great artist work, the more you'll be rewarded. And for me personally, I always find a work of art that can stand up to what I call myself the 1,000 hours test, that if you always see something new, even 1,000 hours after looking at it, you can be pretty sure it's a great work of art.
Jamie Wyeth turns 68 this month. Carl Little is thrilled by the timing.
I think it's just great to have a retrospective of Jamie Wyeth's work at this point in time, because it gives us a chance to really see the range of his work. It'll give us all a chance to sort of appraise his work and his place in art history and American art history, and really have a look at the evolution of him as an artist.
In Boston, Jennifer Rooks for MPBN News.